listener production.
Hey there, Paige Busher with your local briefing. 10 juveniles are set to face court over an alleged crime spree across Geraldton over the weekend. The group, aged between 10 and 17, are facing a collective 18 charges, including the alleged stealing of a car. Local police are pushing for greater support for parents and families in the area to better tackle the issue. The state government is looking to recruit 60 additional career firefighters. It's part of the $75 million boost to emergency services operations in WA. Emergency Services Minister Stephen Dawson says it includes upgrades to outdated stations.
For those stations that have been around for a long time, they were built at a time when it was just blokes who were in the fire service. And so this announcement, new gender separation facilities, will be welcomed and will help us increase our number of females in the fire service.
240,000 sheep have been transported out of WA in January and February alone, more than the entire number last year. The spike in transport numbers has been put down to farmers getting more per head in the eastern states, with up to $60 in difference for larger sheep on average. It's reportedly due to a range of factors like feed availability and cheaper prices, making the transport worthwhile from the west. And the verdict is in. Charlie and Daisy are WA's most popular dog names. That's according to this year's RSPCA WA Pet Census, with Max and Tilly topping the list for cats. In sport, continued support for the Geraldton Buccaneers. Major sponsors Phoenix Resources re-signing with the club for another 3 years. The reigning champions are currently undefeated this season, set to take on Lakeside Lightning this weekend. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.